Being gay was more accepted, but there were still a lot of rights that gay people didn't have. However, they did have something they didn't have before.
Now those rights are for the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
In 2003, Massachusetts became the first state to legalize marriage equality. And 12 years later, it was legal in all 50 states.
And now we're teaching your kids how to be gay.
Much thanks to the majority of Americans who supported it. So as a gay person living in 2019, how would you feel?
Pretty happy I live in the present, grateful for all the heroes who fought before me, and hopeful for the future.
I'm glad, because the fight for equality is still going. It takes a village, and we're going to need your help.
So there you go. So it's teaching kids that your biggest fight ever is to fight for gays, not for your rights, not for your freedoms, not for your prosperity, not for the future, not for humans. Just everybody has to accept that you're gay, and you're going to be gay, or you're going to be trans, and we're going to force you to do it. Christy Lee, you've got the slides and then this video, too. Talk about what's in this video and how it all ties into what they've just done with this Gay Pride for Kid Week.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll play as much of the video as you can tolerate, so we don't have to watch the whole thing. I think it's about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
But we can look by as much as you want.
Well, the kids have to tolerate it, so we have to, too.
Here's another slide I pulled out, though. Maybe this is how our Supreme Court Justice nominee learned her biology. Or lack thereof. Hey, is that a boy or a girl? I don't know. Does it matter? We don't need to know someone's gender and pronouns until they tell us. We can't tell by the way someone looks if they're a boy or a girl. And that's okay. Until they tell us otherwise, we can use they to talk about them. So this is what's being taught in school. No need for actual grammar or math, it's showing that here in Austin ISD, where they're pushing this, there's been a sharp decline in math and reading grades. But this is what's more important right now.
Well, and here's the thing, too. There is clearly an agenda. I don't know who is running it or how it's getting run. There's clearly an agenda to slowly but surely have this trickle down to his children as young as possible. Because I remember when I went to a public university or state university, Missouri, Mizzou, Columbia. I remember the first week when they had us there for freshman orientation week, I believe it was, is you walk up to go to the cafeteria for your first meal at freshman orientation. And the first two people there are trans individuals. The person at the welcome desk that gives you your food ticket, and then the first spot you go to order your food, were both trans women, I'm guessing, or men, cross-dressing men, or drag queens. And I remember it wasn't the first time I saw something like that, but it was maybe the first time where you're interacting with that on like a personal level, and it's like, okay, you're going to see this every day type of realization is this person is in your life every day. And I never really had a problem with it. It was a little weird. I mean, I still think it's a little weird for men to dress as women, but I wasn't offended by it. I didn't really have a problem with it. I just moved on and said, okay, whatever. But then I talked to other people who said the same thing. They said, hey, I remember going to freshman orientation at this university, that university, and they said it was the same thing. It was trans individuals. They had us serving us food, and it was the weirdest thing. Like, why are all these trans people serving food in the cafeteria? It's like 0.0001% of the population, but they all work in this university cafeteria. And so it made me realize, okay, there's something going on there. There's something at foot. There's a planning there. And now we're just seeing it slowly trickling down to the kids. And they show them videos like this. If the kids have to tolerate it, we'll tolerate it.
All right, let's play some of that video if we have it ready. Wanda Sykes is narrating.
Know your LGBTQ plus history. From Ellen DeGeneres.
Hi there.
Who, me?
Yeah, you seem like an average guy.
Well, I love smoothies and drive a Prius, if that's what you mean.
Exactly. Quick question. Have you ever thought how your life might be different if you were gay?
Okay, hold on. Pause it. All right, I didn't realize. We're gonna have to do full spectrum breakdown here. Guys.
We need to do this like Mystery Science Theater style. Don't you know an average guy likes smoothies and drives a Prius?
I do like smoothies. I think everybody likes smoothies. So I think the smoothie was the freebie there. Drives the Prius? No, I don't. I mean, drive a Prius, fine. Again, but it's all propaganda.
Yeah.
Like, literally, the whole thing. You're not going to eat meat, and you're going to drive an electric car.
Good catch, actually, because I didn't.
I have the glasses on.
Oh,
it's permanent,
gosh.
Christy. You don't understand.
I'm
like, they're sewed to my head. It's like everything. I can't even live anymore. But there it is. So you're not going to eat meat, and you're going to drive an electric car right out of the gates. Before they even hit you with
the
gay bomb.
From the average guy.
Yeah. That's before they even hit you with the gay bomb. All right, let's, here we go again.
Oh,
LGBTQ LGBTQ plus. Oh, it's so great. With Ellen DeGeneres.
Hi there.
Who, me?
Yeah, you seem like an average guy.
Well, I love smoothies and drive a Prius, if that's what you mean.
Exactly. Quick question. Have you ever thought how your life might be different if you were gay?
Not really. I guess it would be a little harder. Wait, was that homophobic?
Okay, so pause it right here. So, hold on. I'm a little confused on the messaging now. So, it's a choice to be gay?
Yeah, good catch again.
So, it's a choice to be gay.
I'm glad we have you watching this, too. She said, just have you ever thought about what it would be like if you were gay? And he's like, no, not really. So, it's just crazy what happens to Carl as he watches.
I guess that's true. I have a little foreknowledge here. I'm not trying to be foreshadowing. But now, being gay is a choice. All right, let's continue.
I guess it would be a little harder. Wait, was that homophobic? Oh, God, I'm really sorry.
This is a safe space, Carl.
My name is Mark.
Whatever. You're right, though.
Pause it right there.
Wait, they care about pronouns, but they don't care about his name.
See, you caught that one. See, it's all about removing your individual identity. Oh, your name is unimportant. It's what sex you are, or if you're gay or not, that's important.
We don't care if we get your name right, but we super care about the pronouns, you know, because this is, oh my gosh.
Honestly, I'm telling you, they're really running top tier level propaganda against these kids. Homophobic, they shouldn't even know what that word is, but now they know that.
Right.
And
again, just imagine, you know, the first, second, third, fourth graders that are watching this and how they're processing all of this.
And then also the
they're processing all of this.
Or theirs or V's or she's so it's just, I mean, literally every single word in this video is targeted propaganda.
Yeah.
Every single syllable is a targeted propaganda campaign. Incredible stuff. Shame on Wanda Sykes and Ellen DeGeneres for doing this. Let's continue.
But it hasn't always been like this.
Like the Greeks?
Absolutely. The earliest evidence of gay relationships is from ancient Greece, although that was mostly about older and younger men.
Older and younger men.
Did you know
men.
Socrates well, you know, was in the pedophilia. Closet?
I didn't.
Yeah, here, pause it right here, too. So expand on that a little bit. Plus, I don't even think that's historically accurate, but didn't that empire fall shortly after that? I don't know. I'm just trying to remember.
Oh, that's not important to this propaganda.
Right.
You have to leave that out. But
yeah, you said it. They emphasize older and younger.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Selective. And then they selected with the pictures, too.
Because their claim is that it's okay. Like, hey, look, they were schmoozing with men and greasing up boys.
It's a sneak peek of the next agenda that they're going to be pushing. Oh, we showed you. Remember when we showed you in that video about gay pride when we mentioned the older and the younger and how that wasn't accepted? Well, now we're going to talk about that. We're going to tell you that's perfectly fine.
That's for next year.
Yes.
That's for next year, the minor attracted person pride parade week.
Yep.
Okay, let's continue.
Closets back then. When did all the crazy homophobia start?
Homophobia seemed to start in the church during the high middle ages.
The church, it was those nasty
There you go. Yeah, pause
people.
It again. Pause it again. There you go. You nailed it right there. What are they doing there, Christy?
Started in the church, yeah.
Demonizing the church, demonizing religion.
Yep. That's exactly what they're doing.
Just every single word, this rampant homophobia. Give me a break. Look, let me tell you something. There's a gay strip here in Austin that is doing quite well, okay? Let me just tell you. Just like there is in probably every major city out there. Let's rampant homophobia. Most people you meet don't care. Like, that's the thing. Who cares? Nobody cares. They're the only people that care.
Exactly. And this has all been about how you're pushing this on children. We don't care. Live your life. If you're an adult and that's the life you choose, then fine. So, I mean, and I've said that to every person I've talked about this too, is we're focusing on the kids. Just leave the kids alone. Let the kids be kids. They're not thinking about sexuality or arousal. Or for God's sakes, they shouldn't be.
Yeah. That's the bottom line here. And that's, they always want that misconstrued or misrepresented as an attack.
So that's why they say homophobia.
Exactly. And not this, hey, this isn't about gay people. This is about children not being groomed by sexual deviants and perverts.
Even that word has always been ridiculous. Homophobia. Like, there's a bunch of people that are just scared of gay people. We're scared. I mean, even that word is so stupid.
All right, guys, let's continue.
It got even worse.
What happened?
Well, if you were outed, let's just say it would have been bad.
Ah.
Ew, what's
there were still
there?
Plenty of brave people who revolted. On August 31st, 1512, a group of young aristocrats living in Florence staged what many consider history's first gay rights demonstration.
So notice this. So pause right here. So notice something here. They're not talking about what goes on in Muslim countries if you're gay. They're not talking about pushing gay people off buildings or killings of gay people.
Oh, no, it gets better. Just wait.
do they get to that point?
No, I'm saying to not talk about the Muslims. Wait, who gets demonized next?
That's what I'm saying. You can tell because they always have to protect their little groups that they love to virtue signal for. And so, I'm woman today. I'm man that's a woman today. I believe all women, but I don't know what a woman is. Hey, it's all about gay people. Hey, we love our Muslims. I mean, there's no logic here.
They definitely don't talk about the Muslims, but they talk about, of course, colonial America, which is coming up.
All right, let's continue.
Phobia from migrating to colonial America. In 1776, being gay in any of the Puritan colonies was not allowed.
Jeez. So when did things start to change for the better?
It wasn't until the 20th century that we started to see progress.
Yeah.
Gay bars were popping up in major cities.
Gay bars.
Cities,
how do you explain a gay bar?
I love how, too, did you see that little subliminal eye of Ra there? Mm. Guys, rewind it a little bit. They put the nice the eye of Ra into the sun there. That's just a nice little. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Another
nice
good catch.
Stuff. There we go, guys. All right, continue.
We started to see progress. Gay bars were popping up in major cities, but were frequently raided by the police because being gay was still illegal in every state except Illinois.
This must have been when
Go
we
Bears.
Were mad at the
exactly.
police and wanted
One
to
of these
them.
Bars was the popular Stonewall Inn in New York City. On the morning of June 28, 1969, which also happened to be the day of Judy Garland's funeral, the patrons of the Stonewall Inn decided they weren't going to take it.
The
BLM.
A black transgender woman named Marsha P. Johnson is credited with leading the uprising that started the modern gay rights movement and putting the T in LGBT. Now, every November, the T's and their supporters recognize Transgender Awareness Week.
This is great. It seems like things were going pretty well.
For a while.
A while? What happened next?
Well, in the early 80s, the world was hit by the AIDS epidemic, and the gay community was hit hardest.
Ask
AIDS
Fauci about that.
Yeah, I was just thinking
disease.
That.
In fact, it was originally called
GRID. It's crazy
GRID,
how Fauci's not mentioned in this part.
Which means gay-related immune deficiency.
No way.
It's true. Many people think that the government didn't act quickly enough because it was considered a gay disease.
Fauci.
So the LGBTQ community had to fight it themselves.
So how did they fight it?
They got organized. Activist groups like ACT UP.
Pause it real quick. This is hilarious. They're literally talking about Fauci right now. All this stuff they're saying is about Fauci.
Yeah, but...
But they won't tell you. I mean, they just showed the thing in the video of a bunch of people protesting. You can go find it. They also have signs saying, Fauci killed us. Fauci's killing us. The whole, like, that right there, in actual reality, was a protest against Fauci.
Yeah, and so an addendum to this would be the same person that was leading this whole charge and not getting the gays help is the same person that's been in charge of the pandemic that we've all endured for the past 2 years and has failed at that, too. Has been killing us with that, too.
This is unbelievable. All right, let's continue here.
Activist groups like ACT UP, the Gay Men's Health Crisis, Lesbian AIDS Project.
So exciting. I think I want to be gay or lesbian now.
Used to be ignored. This newly empowered gay community had one goal.
Superhero gay man.
They thought the problem with homophobia was that people didn't know other people who were gay. And if more people came out,
so we just need to make more people gay.
Who they are, and not just as a stereotype. Convincing people to come out was still a tough task, but things got easier in 1997 when Ellen appeared on the cover of Time magazine and told the world, yep,
Ellen gives
I'm
her
gay. After that, more and more gay people
on the
started
back.
Appearing in TV and movies,
well, that explains
helping
a lot.
Millions feel more confident to love who they want.
Wow, what a journey. I'm kind of digging myself as a gay person.
See?
Slow down. We're not
Pause
done
it.
Just yet.
Pause it. So see, that's the part where I was like, my jaw dropped because I'm like, wait a minute. Carl was the average guy that likes smoothies and Prius and had never even thought about being gay before. But now he's like, man, I'm kind of digging myself as a gay man.
Which like doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
What does that
sense.
Even mean? This is
and you,
so
and you did point that something out that I again that I hadn't thought of is that wait a minute you said it wasn't a choice but Carl doesn't say he's gay in the beginning he said he didn't even think about it but then halfway through this video and hearing about how great being gay is he's like I think I want to be gay so wait it is a choice
and I guess that's really the whole point it's they're convincing kids to be gay
exactly
that's why I'm telling you like when we say gay bomb and they write stories like, oh, they think they're dropping gay bombs. I mean, the CIA and the Pentagon talked about a gay bomb. No, I mean, it's a psychological gay bomb. It's a cultural gay bomb. And so now they want to convince kids that their life would be better if they were gay.
They can be, as the slides say, that you can be part of a loving, accepting community.
And so,
but only if you're gay.
People would say, hey, this doesn't make sense. No, when you understand that there's eugenics that run the entire planet, then it makes sense. Gay people cannot procreate. If you're gay, you're an adult, none of my business. I'm just saying, of course a eugenicist program that runs the whole planet wants a bunch of gay people that can't procreate. They're running a population control agenda. So, I mean, absolutely. Not to mention it increases your risk of getting an STD. So, I mean, yeah, of course, let's promote all the kids to be gay. Let's teach them how to have gay sex right out of the gates before they even hit puberty. They're not even experimenting. We've already experimented on them.
And the other underlying issue of this, too, is just getting super young children to even start thinking about sex and sexuality, because then if they can get comfortable with talking about it, then adults, strangers outside of the home that are not their parents, can talk to them about it and do God knows who knows what.
Yeah, if you'd put this in a movie, you'd have to give it an R rating probably, but oh, for educational purposes, we show it to the kids. All right, let's continue here.
Far, can we just celebrate for a minute?
No time for that, Carl.
He's just
decided we still
to
have
be
a lot
gay.
Of laws to change.
He's just so gay.
Yeah, that's right.
Being gay was more accepted, but there were still a lot of rights that gay people didn't have. However, they did have something they didn't have before.
Now those rights are for the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
In 2003, Massachusetts became the first state to legalize marriage equality. And 12 years later, it was legal in all 50 states.
And now we're teaching your kids how to be gay.
Much in thanks to the majority of Americans who supported it. So as a gay person living in 2019, how would you feel?
Pretty happy I live in the present, grateful for all the heroes who fought before me, and hopeful for the future.
I'm glad, because the fight for equality is still going. It takes a village, and we're going to need your help.
So there you go. So it's teaching kids that your biggest fight ever is to fight for gays, not for your rights, not for your freedoms, not for your prosperity, not for the future, not for humans. Just everybody has to accept that you're gay, and you're going to be gay, or you're going to be trans, and we're going to force you to do it.
Yep, that's about it. So, I mean, but it's crazy because they act like they're so proud of having this Pride Week, but just for us to get these slides was a really backward way. The parent had to, like, take pictures of the slides in the girl's computer. This video wasn't connected to the network, so he had to, like, search it up on his own to see what video was being played, and that he could only do it for that one. So if they're so proud of this Pride Week, why don't the parents have full access to what the students are being taught? Why do we have to go through all these steps to see what they're trying to teach the children?
And of course, it's all corporate sponsored, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Wanda Sykes, you know, because that's what folks, we don't have real problems in this country, like the president saying a food shortage is coming and famine and maybe nuclear war. I mean, our biggest problem is homophobia. I mean, we need to nip that homophobia in the butt before it's too long. Come on now.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.